The life of a 10-year-old boy. Hello, children, family, elderly, young. I want to talk to you about COVID-19. There are a lot of other things that I want to talk to you about, but I have to stay on task. So if you want to know about the symptoms or how the COVID-19 is affecting the environment, the elderly, and the young, here's the podcast to listen to. So some of the symptoms of the coronavirus are coughing, having being sore, and losing your sense of smell. If you are just pretending to have the coronavirus to get out of work or get out of school, do not do that, because the U.S. is running out of tests. So if you get tested for no reason, that can that can waste the test. So now people who actually do need the coronavirus may not be able to get a test because of your pretending. But if you think you do, just get a test. But and now I want to talk about how the coronavirus is affecting the elderly versus the young. The elderly, I don't know how to put it, but the elderly are getting very ill because of the coronavirus. And if you have been watching the news or any other TV channels or looking at websites that are telling you about the coronavirus, and if they say do social distancing, what social distancing means is don't be in crowds with people more than 10, don't be with a lot of people at one time, don't touch people a lot, don't touch your face, wash your hands, wash your hands. I can make a song out of those two words, wash your hands, if I had to. If that's what it took to get this point across your mind, wash your hands. I just want to tell everybody out there to wash your hands, because that is one reason that that people are getting coronavirus. I read on a newspaper article that the person who discovered that washing your hands could kill was ridiculed for it. But now that he's dead, we know that he was right. So wash your hands. So I also want to talk about covering your mouth and nose. Cover your mouth because germs spread so easily. It's like wind. It's like you breathing. You don't have to think about it. Just like germs, well, they can't think, but they just do it. They just spread. So cover your mouth when you cough, or cover your nose when you sneeze. Or if you touch your face or wipe your nose or wash your hands after you do that. How it's affecting the young. Just because you're young doesn't mean that you're immune to COVID-19. Don't think that the rules don't apply to you if you're young, because they do. Just because you're young doesn't mean that you don't have to social distance. I also want to announce that in my next podcast, I'm going to have some special guests, and we're going to talk about it's going to be a surprise. The topic is a surprise, so I'm not going to tell you right now, but I'm just going to tell you that we're going to have some special guests, and we're going to talk about whatever the guests want to talk about. So I hope you guys paid attention, and I hope you guys listened to the rules of the coronavirus, and I hope you guys aren't being active with a lot of people. In the long run, don't get the coronavirus. Try not to get the coronavirus. Stay healthy. Be healthy. Bye.